Number 1. Elevated position of the Holy Quran. I have heard that some among you completely reject the Hadith. Those who hold this opinion are grossly mistaken. I have never taught such a doctrine. On the contrary, it is my belief that there are three components which God has bestowed on you for your guidance. First and foremost is the Quran, which elaborates on the oneness, glory, and greatness of God and resolves disputes between the Jews and Christians. For example, it settles the difference and misconception of whether or not Jesus, son of Mary, died an accursed death on the cross and whether he was ever spiritually exalted thereafter, as all other prophets were. Further, the Quran forbids the worship of anything besides God, whether man, beast, moon, sun, star, material provisions, or one's own ego. So beware and do not take a single step contrary to the teaching of God and the guidance of the Quran. I tell you truly that anyone who disregards even a small injunction of the 700 commandments of the Quran shuts upon himself the door of salvation. The ways of true and perfect salvation have been opened by the Quran, and all else is its reflection. Therefore, study the Quran with deep contemplation and hold it very dear. Love it more than anything else. God has said to me, Al-khayru kulluhu fil Qur'an, meaning all good is contained in the Qur'an. This is the truth. Pity those who favour anything besides it. The fountainhead of all your prosperity and salvation lies in the Qur'an. There is no religious need of yours which is not fulfilled by it. On the day of judgment, the Qur'an will confirm or deny your faith. There is no other book beneath heaven besides the Quran which can directly guide you. God has been most beneficent towards you in that he has bestowed upon you a book like the Quran. I tell you truly that if the book which has been recited to you was recited to the Christians, they would not have perished. If this favor and guidance which has been bestowed upon you had been granted to the Jews in the place of the Torah, some of their sects would not have denied the day of judgment. Therefore, appreciate this favor that has been bestowed upon you. It is a most precious favor. It is a great wealth. If the Quran had not been revealed, the whole world would have been nothing more than a filthy, half-formed lump of flesh. The Quran is a book in contrast with which all other guidance amounts to nothing. The Quran can purify a person within a week, as long as it is followed in letter and spirit. The Quran can make you like the prophets, so long as you do not flee from it yourself. Which other scripture, besides the Quran, gives hope to its readers from the very outset and teaches the prayer, Ihdina siratul mustaqim, siratul lazina an'amta alayhim. Publisher footnote, Surah Al-Fatiha, chapter 1, verses 6 to 7. End of publisher footnote. That is, guide us on the path of those blessings which the people of the past were guided on, the prophets, the messengers, the truthful, Siddiqeen, the martyrs, Shuhada, and the righteous, Salihin. So take courage and do not reject the invitation of the Quran, for it desires to bestow upon you such blessings as were given to those before. In truth, God intends to bless you with greater favor than them. God has made you inherit their spiritual and material wealth. However, no other will be your heir until doomsday dawns. God shall never deprive you of the blessings of revelation and divine inspiration, converse and discourse. He will complete upon you all the blessings he has bestowed on the people of the past. However, I call to witness God and his angels that he who insolently forges a lie against God and falsely claims to be the recipient of divine revelation and wrongly says that he has been blessed with divine discourse will be destroyed, for such a person speaks untruth about his creator and acts deceptively. He demonstrates manifest temerity and impudence.